BP begins the final kill on its Gulf oil well today. Engineers will remove a cap and install a new blowout preventer. Concrete and mud will then be pumped in through an adjacent well to seal the bottom of the broken one. BP capped the top of the well in mid-July. Mexico announced just a short time ago it has fired 3,200 federal police officers. The police commissioner says 465 officers were let go after they were linked to crimes. Another 1,000 failed competency exams. The fired officers will not be allowed to be rehired at the state or local level. Federal agents today investigating a fire at a mosque construction site in central Tennessee. Four pieces of heavy machinery burned early Saturday morning in Murfreesboro. A spokeswoman for the Islamic Center says the equipment was doused with gasoline. Many residents say the mosque has no place in their Christian community. Muslims are afraid.
The members of the community are very scared. As I mentioned before, it's Ramadan. We try to come together as a community in the evenings to break our fast together. Our attendance level has been very low because people are scared to leave their homes.
Well, it's quite a hefty indictment. It's a six-count indictment out of the D.C. District Court. He's been charged with one count of obstruction of Congress, three counts of making false statements to Congress on 15 separate occasions, and two counts of perjury. So, again, it's a very meaty indictment, and it shows me that the government is taking this very seriously.